Hey guys, this is Vyom Joshi with Superior North. Welcome back to my channel. Today we will be talking about Spirit Airlines, which has been in the news lately as both Frontier and JetBlue are competing with each other in order to acquire Spirit Airlines. In this video, we'll review the competing bids and also look at the four questions that Warren Buffett asks in any arbitrage situation. So let's dive in and review Spirit Airlines arbitrage opportunity.
Hey guys, let's start off by looking at the acquisition offers that Spirit Airlines has received from Frontier and JetBlue. From Frontier, each Spirit shareholder would receive 1.9126 shares of Frontier Airline. And on top of that, the Spirit shareholder will also receive $2.13 in cash. Since Frontier Airlines is currently trading at about $9.92 per share, if you multiply $9.92 times 1.92 and then add $2.13 of cash on top of that, we get a total of about $21.10 per share. So we can see that at the current stock price, Spirit Airlines is trading at a slight premium to the Frontier offer. But remember that with the Frontier offer, the Spirit Airlines shareholders receive shares of Frontier. So in the future, if you predict that Frontier is going to be the dominant low-cost airline and it's going to gain the market share, which is going to help its share price appreciate in value, then in that regards, the $21.10 of offer is just the bottom line or the lowest point. And there's a lot more upside to that offer with Frontier. With the JetBlue offer, it is a $31.50 cash per each share of Spirit Airlines. With that in mind, Spirit Airlines stock, which is trading at about $22.28 per share, has a potential of increasing about 41% if the JetBlue deal were to materialize. On top of these share and cash offers, Spirit Airlines would also receive a reverse breakup fee from Frontier or JetBlue if they were to back off. So for Frontier, that reverse breakup fee is $250 million. Which equates to about $2.30 per share. If JetBlue were to back off, then it would have to pay a reverse breakup fee of $350 million, which equates to about $3.22 per share. As value investors, we fall back on how Warren Buffett evaluates arbitrage opportunities, and he outlines four questions that he always asks when evaluating any arbitrage opportunities. He outlines these four questions in his Buffett partnership letters, and also they're outlined in the essays to Warren Buffett. The first question is, how likely is it that the promised event will occur? The second question is, how long will your money be tied up? The third question is, what chance is there that something even better will transpire, that is a competing takeover bid? And fourth, what will happen if the event does not take place because of antitrust actions, financial glitches, and so forth? Now, each one of us is likely going to answer these questions differently. I'll answer these four questions based on what I think is happening. The first question of how likely is the event going to transpire? Spirit Airlines' current stock price of $22.28 per share is already trading at a slight premium to Frontier offer of $21.10 per share. So it appears that the market has already baked in the Frontier offer. So it believes that Frontier offer is likely going to go through if the JetBlue offer does not. The second question of how long is the money going to be tied up? For that, Spirit shareholders are scheduled to vote on whether they want to go with the Frontier offer or the JetBlue offer on June 30th of 2022. The third question is, what are the chances that something better were to transpire, that is a competing takeover bid? And that is what we're seeing in the current situation, where JetBlue came in with a cash offer of $31.50 per share, which at the Spirit Airlines current stock price of $22.28 per share would imply a premium of about 41% above the company's current stock price. The fourth and last question that Buffett asks is, what will happen if the event does not take place because of antitrust lawsuits, financial glitches, and so forth? For that question, we know that the reverse breakup fees from Frontier is about $250 million, which equates to about $2.30 per share. And the reverse breakup fees from JetBlue is about $350 million, which equates to about $3.22 per share. In other words, if Spirit Airlines shareholders decide to go with Frontier and then Frontier backs off, then the Spirit shareholders can expect to receive about $2.30 per share. Similarly, if Spirit shareholders decide to go with JetBlue and then JetBlue ends up backing off, then Spirit shareholders can expect to receive about $3.22 per share. So in the grand scheme of things, if Frontier ends up acquiring Spirit Airlines, then the current Spirit Airlines shareholders would receive shares of Frontier with the potential of further gain in case Frontier's stock price were to appreciate in value. On the other hand, if Spirit shareholders decide to go with JetBlue and JetBlue ends up acquiring Spirit Airlines, then the shareholders of Spirit would receive a cash offer of $31.50 per share. And finally, if neither of those deals go through, then the Spirit shareholders can receive either $2.3 or $3.22 per share, which is a yield of more than 10% of where the current stock price is trading at. Hey guys, that is all I had for you this week. Hopefully you found this video on Spirit Airlines arbitrage opportunities and the four questions that Warren Buffett asks with arbitrage situations interesting. If you like this content, please do like, share, comment, and subscribe. And if you have any suggestions on which stock I should review next, please leave it in the comment section below. I'll greatly appreciate it. Thank you.